Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm happy to have any listeners on today. We already have some questions up in queue. I'm going to cut the teleseminar a little short today as I'm trying to get to my grandson's event. He's being knighted by Knights of the Round Table for friendship at his school today, and they have the little guys dressed up in knights and talk about leadership. So I want to get there with my camera, so maybe cutting out about 10 minutes early. Have some exciting news to tell you. As most of you know, we've been temporarily out of clay. It's on the way. We still have to send it off to be tested and get the results back, and the holidays are coming. So we'd ask your prayers that everything synchronizes and arrives at its destination on the predicted time and nothing is delayed, and we can get this clay back out to you again. In the meantime, we have made some lemonade with some lemons. As you know, the mill first broke down. Took them a couple of weeks to find the part and get it put back together. Then they rushed out to get our clay and sent a kid who inadvertently scooped up not only our clay, but other clay got mixed in with ours, and the whole load didn't pass our quality control test. The other clays are not as clean as our clay, and though it looks the same, it's not the same, and we won't sell anything that doesn't pass the strictest quality control test. So we're making lemonade out of that clay. We're calling it Pro Clay Home and Garden Clay. It's still good for use around the home and the house, and if you've never used clay to clean up grease spots in the garage, you just sprinkle it on there, let it sit, stir it around, and sweep it up, and it soaks that grease out of the concrete. You can use it for a cleaning agent. I work out at a gymnasium, and they have a little cubicle in the back where we exercise, and the first time I went in there, I was nearly sick to my stomach at the smell. It smelled like a sweaty men's locker room, and it was in the carpet. So I brought some clay up and asked if we could sprinkle it down, and they said, well, test the spot first. So we took a little, probably a 1 foot square, put some clay down, left it overnight, vacuumed it up. The next morning we could tell a difference already, and it was fine on the carpet. So we got permission, came in, sprinkled the whole room with clay, left it overnight. I came back on Sunday, vacuumed it up, and the odor was gone. It's amazing deodorizer. So if you have pet areas where your pets have been sleeping on the carpet and there's that doggy smell, we had a dog stayed under a footstool and you'd move that stool and, ugh, the odor would just hit you. Didn't know about clay back then. Wish I did. Sprinkle it on that. Anytime you're using it on material or carpet, always test the patch first, particularly if you have a dark-colored carpet as it might lighten the color. So test it first. But just sprinkle it down and remove the odor. You can put a saucer or an ashtray full of clay at a smoker's table and try to catch that smoke before it gets all over the house. Put some in your refrigerator to absorb the odors. A little bowl of clay will clean out your refrigerator odors. Use it in your trash bins, diaper pails. Just get creative. Anywhere where there's a lingering odor, clay is good for. Now, clay is a natural fertilizer and pest control. It works on some pests wonderfully well. You can mix up a liquid clay in a sprayer, and you want 4 cups of clay. You want 2 gallons of water and a tablespoon of liquid soap. But you've got to get it shaken up real good and mixed up and in solution good. And then spray your plants, and it will put a powdery covering that will stop mildew. It sort of keeps the insects at bay. They don't like it. It's easy to wash off. It's safe for your foods. You know, you can take it the day of harvest. You can have it covering an apple or a peach, and then you can rinse it off and it's good to go. it's only going to benefit it. Putting it in your potting soil kickstarts your plants like crazy. I take a handful and mix in my potting soil in the spring when I get my new pot plants. I also take some of my clay bath water and water my plants, and they bloom all summer long. I got yard of the month, and I don't do anything special. My neighbors kept saying, why do your plants just bloom like crazy when none of the rest of us do? And I said, it's because I use clay in my flower bed. So I mix some clay with good compost, and we have some material that tells you how to mix it for different types of soils. Of course, if you have a heavy clay soil, you don't want to use more clay. But other types of soils, it's wonderful for. If you have raised bed gardens with excellent compost, put some clay in with your compost. We did this at the church. They had flower beds, and they treated one bed with the clay and one bed without, and the clay with the clay just out grew, out bloomed, out everything. It was greener, healthier looking, more blossoms than the bed without the clay, and both of them had very good compost put in them, same good compost. So these are just some things. Now, we priced this clay very low, $99 for a 5-gallon pail, and as long as we have it, they're available at livingclayco.com. You can call and order yours there. So think about that. It comes with a sheet that tells you all about how to use it. If you live on a farm, it's excellent. Lining tank ponds, things of that nature. Multiple uses around the house and garden. So consider that. Now, I'm going to go over and check on our questions for the day. Lisa Fringe has a question. She said, my dog Emma, 35 pounds, started having diarrhea yesterday, first time in years. How much clay should I give her? I really enjoyed the conference last week. I've been taking the clay orally 3 days now, and I think it's helping my issues. Thanks so much. Well, give Emma about a teaspoon to a tablespoon of the hydrated clay. Mix it. It's the cleansing clay mass, the 1-to-3 ratio. Mix it in with her food and let her eat it. If she has diarrhea in between, you can offer her some on a teaspoon. Generally, after they eat it the first time, mix in their food, they sometimes somehow savvy that it's good for them, and they'll just lick it right out of the spoon. Animals in the wild know how to go find clay, and they seem to know how much they need and will take what they need, but that should help stop her diarrhea very quickly. I have a question here from Dee Dee Pyle in Lindale. Perry, my name is Dee Dee Pyle. I'm 43 years old, and I have irritable bowel syndrome and have for 20-plus years with no help from the pain at all. I have looked everywhere for a solution to my problem and no relief at anywhere, and suffer from acid reflux as well. I've read your article on the Natural Awakening magazines about living clay, and I've found myself with lots of questions. Number one, does it really help with IBS and acid reflux? Number two, what other benefits does the clay have, and what other health issues? And that's just a few questions for now. And oh yes, number three, how do I get into the clay, into the business to sell to others to get this information out to the public? Thank you for your time, Dee Dee Pyle. Well, thank you, Dee Dee. Let's take your questions one at a time. Does it really help with irritable bowel syndromes and acid reflux? Absolutely. There are testimonials on about clay referring to this, the relief that people have gotten from both of these. I had a lady at my house one day who had been complaining for 2 years with lower gut pain, and she had been to doctor after doctor after doctor, taking over-the-counter prescription meds. Nothing helped her. I got her a little shot glass of clay, and I said, would you like a shot of clay? And she took it, and in 15 minutes she looked at me and she said, oh my goodness, the pain is gone. She said, it's the first time in 2 years I have been pain-free. It's just gone. That's not the first time I've had that experience with people. And as far as acid reflux, I'm a perfect example. I had acid reflux so badly, I was sleeping propped up on two pillows. If I ate anything after 7 o'clock at night, I guarantee it was going to come up my esophagus and into my throat and burn. And I thought, well, if I don't get some solution, I'm going to have esophageal cancer. Now, I'm not one to go to doctors and take medicines, but the person who had told me about clay at this time, I had been using it topically, but I just couldn't get myself to drink dirt. And I complained about my condition, and he said, well, it's obvious you're not drinking the clay or you wouldn't have acid reflux. And I said, really? And he said, trust me, go drink some clay. I started drinking the clay, and in 3 days, I was laying down flat. The acid reflux was gone. It's absolutely amazing. Now, sometimes my age is 73, and I tend to get over acidic at times. If I don't kind of balance what I eat, the foods I eat, and stress and sleep and exercise and all those good things. So when I feel the acidity coming on, which I can usually tell, I just feel it coming on. I just kick up my clay a little bit and start drinking more, and it gets right back in balance. So I welcome you to try this clay, and I can't wait to hear your exciting results. What other benefits does clay have? Well, get ready. Open your ears and listen. Numerous benefits. Number one, it's going to clean you intestinally. When you take it internal, it cleanses your digestive tract from your mouth to your anus. It gets rid of pesticides, chemicals, viruses, fungus, molds, yeast. It balances your pH. It reduces that acidity. It wants to bring you into balance. It doesn't over-alkalize. It's all about clay. Clay is homeostasis, so it's all about finding that balance. It's going to keep these toxins from going into your body. If you eat a lot of fish, you want to drink a little clay before. If you eat Mexican food, which is kind of greasy, or pizza, drink clay beforehand. It will absorb that cholesterol grease before it goes into the body. Now, this is just taking it internally. In addition to that, it's going to get rid of internal parasites. The parasites like the clay. They go to the clay. They get carried out in the feces. It's going to cleanse your lower colon. Most of us, DD, if we haven't gotten into colonics and really healthy eating, have probably 5 to 10 pounds of old putrefied fecal matter that's dried out and wedged in the crevices of our lower colon, in our colon. And the clay literally pulls it out. Now, you might experience constipation during the pulling out process because this stuff is dark and smelly and hard. So if you do, take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working until you get through this period. Most people say when they start taking the clay, they start having 2 or 3 good bowel movements a day. They're absolutely amazed at how well and regular they get. So that's the outcome you're wanting to achieve. But if you've got a lot of old stuff in there, it might plug up the pipe. So keep the janitorial services working and let the clay do the cleansing. Now you're going to get more energy because you're now able to absorb more nutrients from the food you eat and the vitamins you take. Wonderful. This stuff hasn't been able to get through in the body. It's been hitting this wall of fecal matter, and not much of it is getting through. So that's what it does internally. Externally, clay has drawing power. It detoxes. It pulls. It will absolutely pull toxins through the pores of the skin. If you use it on an insect bite, a wound, a cut, it pulls infection out. I have stopped amputations. I've seen it pull gangrene out. I've had several elderly people with diabetes scheduled for amputation with a black toe or ulcer that wouldn't heal. They've been in the hospital for weeks on on antibiotics. The wound wouldn't heal, was getting worse, and the doctors were ready to amputate. Well, with a diabetic person, one amputation just leads to another amputation and eventually death. It's a death sentence. We took one person and started putting a clay poultice over that, mixed a little bit of olive oil with it so it wouldn't be so drying, put some saran wrap over it, and kept moist clay on that open wound. Would wash it off, rinse it off, let it dry, put fresh clay on. Within 4 days, it was healing. The pink color was coming back. It was starting to heal over. And I've stopped several amputations. I had one lady with a black toe, and she started soaking her foot in the clay twice a day. And the clay went from black to pink. And the doctor said, as long as it's getting better and the pink color's coming back, we're not going to amputate. Now, you probably have toxins stored in your body if you're like most of us. There's lots of toxins out there that come into the pores of your skin. We eat foods with pesticides, with chemicals. We've been exposed to radiation. If you live in the South, you've been exposed to the chemicals in this Corex that they used on the BP spill that's blown ashore and gotten on our crops, and then the animals eat it and eventually gets to us. How do you get rid of that? Clay baths. Clay baths are the most wonderful thing you can take. That opens the pores of your skin and it pulls the toxin through it. We had a 12-month-old baby girl that had high levels of lead. Her mother started giving her the clay and taking clay baths twice a week. For 2.5 months, they retested her, and the normal level for lead is between 0 and 9, with 0 being ideal. Her level had gone from extremely high down to a 2 in 2.5 months with the clay baths and the drinking the clay. So, yes, there are many benefits. Insect bites, it will pull the venom out. A sprained ankle, it will pull the swelling out. Arthritic joints, it takes the soreness away, the swelling away. You keep the clay packed on there, and sometimes it dissolves that bony calcified buildup in those joints. It's a natural analgesic. Anything you put it on is going to feel better. You can brush your teeth with it. There's so many uses. Use it for a migraine headache. Just put a poultice over the headache area, lay a wash rag across it and lay down, or take a clay bath. I had a lady with a horrible migraine. She only had a half a cup of clay left. She dumped it in the bathtub, got in 15 minutes, her migraine headache that usually lasts all day was gone. So those are just a few of the benefits, and yes, I'm talking fast here. You can get the book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, which will tell you how clay works, what clay is, and over 100 different applications and protocols for using the clay. And I recommend that you call the company livingclayco.com. The phone number is 1-800-915-CLAY. 1-800-915-CLAY. And if you want to become a distributor or seller of the clay, you call and ask them about the business of the clay, and they will tell you what's required of you to have an account. And so join many people who want to spread the word about this clay. And thank you for the questions. Those are very good questions. Let's see. I think I answered all three of those. Let's see if we have any other questions. Sid in Greenwood, what is special about clay from California? Why is swelling clay better than non-swelling clay? A swelling calcium bentonite is rare. Most of your swelling bentonites are sodium bentonites, which are used for industrial use, all fill muds for cooling the drill bit and slurries for asphalt sealing. The texture of the clay is different, the whole property of the clay, and the cation exchange mineral in a sodium-dominant clay is sodium. So you're going to have more sodium thrown off in your body, whereas with a calcium bentonite, you get the calcium. We don't need extra sodium. Some of these clays have 19 to 20% sodium. It's a totally different clay. It's more plastic-like. It's gooey-like. It doesn't emulsify and isn't as creamy as the calcium bentonite. But if you get a calcium bentonite that swells, well, number one thing is you have more clay. When you mix your hydrated, most of the calcium bentonites swell 1:1. So if you use one part clay to one part water, you have one. If you use a 16-ounce jar of clay, you're going to have a 16-ounce jar of the mask or the clay mud. With the living clay, it swells 3 times. So you're going to have 3 jars of the clay. So you actually get more for your money. And because of the swelling, the layers expand and there's more space to hold toxins. So those are just some of the benefits there. I hope I've explained that for you. Doesn't matter where the clay comes from. There's clay all over the world. You want to find a clay with it's pure. Many of these clays are contaminated. I tried mixing salt with our clay one time for a clay bath, and when I added water to it and shook it up, the clay separated. It didn't swell and expand. I had clay on the bottom and water on the top. It immediately separated. So, we like our clay just as it is. It works beautifully. Bob from Daytona. Daytona Beach, nice place to be. I'm not suggesting that living clay is responsible, but I want to know if others have had the same experience. Since I've been taking the clay, I have been feeling extremely cold, like ice water is running through my veins. I'm not saying the clay is the cause. I take other supplements, blood pressure medicines, just trying to find out what the cause is. I've never had that experience with clay, Bob. Now, if I put it on topically, when I put it on an insect bite, I had a wasp sting, and I put it on real thick on my finger, and after a while, my finger got real cold. Now, it pulled circulation, and it was sucking the venom out, and it kept the swelling down. But it did, my finger did feel cold. Other times, I will put clay, like, on my face and leave it on well after it dries, and I will feel a warmth to my face. It gets hot. It pulls blood flow and oxygen to the surface. So it's stimulating blood flow, and it feels very warm. Sometimes the skin is pink. I would recommend, you say you're taking other things, alternating the clay, not taking them close together, and see if that doesn't help. I don't see it bothering blood pressure medicine or supplements, but this is, you know, maybe this is unique to you and you're sensitive to it. Try taking a smaller amount. This is just a new one to me. If anybody has had this experience and wants to help Bob, go to the chat group and check there. Linda in Kansas. Hi, Perry. Does drinking bentonite clay help to neutralize the harmful effects of electromagnetic field emissions from cell phones and computers? Clay has a negative electromagnetic energy. It will pull the positive. I know it helps. It's a known fact that it draws radiation. Radiation is a positive charge. I believe it would. You know, if I go in and get an x-ray, I take my clay with me and I apply a little clay to that area of my body that I had x-rayed before I put my clothes on and go back out, just a thin layer till I can get home and get a clay bath. I wouldn't want to put clay right under my computer as it might affect the electromagnetic field. It does have electromagnetic energy to it, but maybe off to the side of the desk, put a little dish of clay and see if that doesn't help. You just get creative with it. Okay, let's see if we have any other questions. Good questions today. Karen in Buena Park. I'd like to try using clay on my hair and scalp, but I have one question regarding that. Will the clay diminish or strip hair color since I do dye my hair? Thanks. No, we had a redhead just dyed her hair, and my daughter used it. She has dyed hair, and it does not affect the hair dye. The hair dye evidently is very strong and penetrates the hair follicle, and it doesn't seem to diminish it. Very good for your scalp and hair. If your hair starts getting dry, because it does pull the excess oil, if you have oily hair, it's wonderful. If you tend to have dry hair, it's good for your scalp, the circulation, and helping stimulate new hair growth. But if it seems to get dry and your hair is brittle, follow it with a conditioner. After you wash it off, just use a conditioner, and that will help. Joy, I just wanted to submit a testimonial. I cut off the pad tip of my little finger while slicing apples, and it wouldn't stop bleeding for over an hour until I put a clay pack. Then I kept the clay on it with a light bandage. It was completely healed in 3 weeks. There was a hole where I cut it filled in. Yes, I have. That's a wonderful testimonial. I had a guy who was river rafting and hit a rock on his knee and took a chunk of flesh off of his knee, and he had this hole. But he had his clay with him, and he packed it in clay, stopped the bleeding. He kept clay on there, and it just like healed from the inside out and refilled the area. So like you said, there was a hole where I cut it, and it filled in. I've heard of that before. I've also heard of cuts, deep cuts, and people not being able to get stitches. They just kept the clay on it, and it literally pulled the incision together, and there was very little scarring. So excellent questions there. Karen from Austin, I have sore knees and ankles. A friend suggested drinking clay 2 times a day, maybe a bath to detox. How often can you do bath and soaks for relief of toxicity? You can do them daily if you like. If you really are, you know, serious, we recommend children with autism to take 2 baths a week. You can take 3 baths a week. I have some mothers that do give their children 2 or 3 baths. One lady who does them daily because it helps calm their daughter that has the autism. It has some magical experience when they're in the bath. They're calmer, they make more eye contact, and they're more verbal. So you can take them as long as you like. Now, if your skin starts getting dry, use the Living Clay body cream. It's wonderful. It's going to keep the moisture on your skin, keep it fluffed out, wrinkle-free, and your skin will feel like velvet. So that's the only thing I would be concerned about. Yeah, you can also run your sore knees and ankles. Just put some of the clay mud and wrap some saran wrap around it. Leave it on. If you can during the day, let it open and dry and wash it off. And it tends to pull the soreness out and inflammation out. Drinking it is good, and the clay baths are absolutely wonderful. You're going to get other benefits from that as well. Does drinking clay cause diarrhea or irregular bowel movements? Not normally. Clay is an adaptogen. It individualizes itself. It adapts to different individuals. I have had sisters. One of them was a vegetarian. She got diarrhea. The other one was not. She was constipated. I don't know what the lady that was the vegetarian, what she was, how much fiber she was getting in her diet, which is very important. If it should cause diarrhea, take some psyllium and mix with it. If you take psyllium all the time, then you want to take some probiotics because it does scrub out all the bacteria in the stomach, the good and the bad. so normally it doesn't cause it. I have people who use it to stop diarrhea. I have stopped food poisoning, diarrhea, and vomiting in 15 minutes sipping on clay. Most people say when they start on the clay, they start having three regular bowel movements, two or three. They get very regular, and their stool is firm and nice, and everything works good in their janitorial services. But it does react differently in different people, so you need to kind of find how it works for you. And if it does cause diarrhea, then I would suggest the psyllium to help compensate with that. All right, looks like we're temporarily out of questions. It is 12:31, and I am off to watch my grandson be knighted. Thank you. Look into the ProClay at livingclayco.com. It's the new yard and garden clay, a 5-gallon bucket for $99. You can't beat it, and I guarantee you, you can find uses for it. We will send you a printout sheet of multiple uses, ways to use it, and it would help us and help you as well. So thank you and have a wonderful day. That number of the Living Clay Company is 1-800-915-CLAY. So if you need some products, call there. Thank you and good day.